Site 7. Looking across the river is the mouth of Stamelt Canyon. As will be described at Site 10 and again at Site 11, one can see a flat-topped, truncated delta to the right of the canyon mouth. This formation was the result of floodwaters from Stamelt Canyon entering glacial Lake Wenatchee, which was described in the previous site. Later, downstream flooding caused the truncating or cutting off of the extended portion of the delta. To the left of the canyon mouth, a portion of this same delta may be seen. Further to the left and continuing up the slope, the remains of the Malaga Slide again is described in Site 6. Its hummocky or humped landscape is typical of a landslide area, and again note the large basalt boulders in the river, remains of the Malaga Slide. Also looking south, one sees a very large basalt boulder along the right edge of the highway. This boulder designates the maximum distance the Malaga Slide traveled eastward, blocking the river. There is no evidence of the slide east of the highway. At that time, those thousands of years ago, the Pangbourne Bar was the obstruction to the river on this side, and thus began the carving out of the Rock Island town site as described at Site 6.
This concludes your tour of Site 7. Please continue to Site 8.